You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio, and we are here at Battersea Power Station, where one of the fan zones for the Paralympics is placed. In fact, it is the flagship location. And joining me now is Louise Errington Thomas, Marketing Director at Battersea Power Station. Louise, thank you very much for joining us.
Oh, lovely to meet you, and thank you for coming down to join us today.
So how does it feel to have Battersea Power Station hosting the flagship fan zone location?
We're incredibly excited to be the flagship fan zone for the Paralympics. It's just brilliant to be able to welcome everyone down to such an iconic location so everyone can get involved and watch all the action from Paris and get involved with some of the activities that we've got happening across the estate until the 8th of September.
So you've mentioned activities and events available. Can you give us a few examples of what's available at this flagship location, please?
Absolutely. Well, we're really excited to have a special appearance today from two Paralympians, including the Paralympics GB gold medalist Danielle Brown and Kylie Grimes, who've been opening the fan zone today. And we're going to welcome two social impact initiatives and seven national governing bodies. So there's going to be a range of activities for everyone to get involved with. So we're going to have Everybody Moves on the 31st of August. It's a marquee event for people to come do get involved with come and try sessions. So they can try lots and lots of different activity from rugby and cycling to athletics and fencing. So something for all the family.
What work has been done to ensure that accessibility needs of your various visitors have been met?
So we take accessibility incredibly important at Battersea Power Station. It's something that we've designed since we opened in October 2022. So we have an accessible changing places room with hoist, we've got accessible toilets, blue badge parking, the whole of the estate is accessible with lifts, and we offer lots of additional pieces from Sign Live, BSL interpreting. And people can get involved with Welcome Me as well, so they can let our guest services know in advance that they're coming down, and we can help make sure that their visit is as smooth as possible and that the right things are ready for them to use.
Do you have a personal highlight from the process of preparing to open this particular fan zone location at the Battersea Power Station?
I have to say, just now, seeing it all come to light and open is my highlight, because it's just lovely to see, as soon as we open the doors at 12 o'clock, people getting involved, you know, children trying the new activities. And I think it's been months and months of hard work with ourselves, Paralympics GB, Ocean Outdoor, and it's just great to see it actually live and on a sunny afternoon.
What lasting impact are you hoping for these fanzones to have on Battersea Power Station and Paralympics and involvement in sport in general?
I think that the Paralympic fan zones are a fantastic way to raise the profile of all the amazing athletes and the sports. And I think also it's just really great to welcome new people down to Battersea Power Station who maybe haven't been before, but who sort of hear about the fan zones and want to get involved. And we hope that they'll come back in the future when they see everything that we have to offer. We have over 140 bars, restaurants and shops now, and there's so much for everybody to do, from the cinema to Lift 109, so lots and lots of things. So hopefully just helps people to come and explore this great Riverside location.
That is excellent. We look forward to exploring the fan zone further and seeing what it can offer. But for now, Louise Errington Thomas, Marketing Director at Battersea Power Station, thank you very much for joining us here on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much for having me.
This is an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.